as the snow flies.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Very disturbing report has just come out of the U.S. Senate, a bipartisan report about mainland China, communist China's penetration of the Federal Reserve in this country. And I'm going to give you some facts, and it concerns me very much. They have had a 10-year campaign to steal information and corrupt employees of the Federal Reserve. They use the pretense of academic collaboration with some economists, some longstanding relationships with people, with non-public information, that is confidential information. And they have interfered directly. There's one Federal Reserve employee. There are a number of Federal Reserve employees who are Chinese nationals. One was detained when he was over in China. Four times he was detained. He was threatened. His family was threatened. He was detained in Shanghai. His phone was tapped, and he was asked by the Chinese to sign a non-disclosure agreement about anything that they did with him. He fortunately reported that. Since in the 2 years from 2000 to 2022, the FBI has opened more than 2,000 investigations regarding Chinese theft of information and technology. 2,000 of them. They open a couple every week. One employee that was traveling to China to visit family was accused of crimes against China, told to say good things about China, and that he would have to give economic advice to the Chinese about the Fed. He did report that, to his credit. But others that have had ties to China who are working for the Fed have tried to send information and were caught. They have relationships with Chinese universities that are tied to the military. And this has been going on for 10 years. This has been going on through Democratic and Republican administrations. Now, the one, when he was questioned about sending the data, then changed his passwords. This is a Fed employee, communication channels, and they had him searching. They looked at his data that they hacked into, basically, his social media, and they found that he searched for articles on economic espionage. This has got to stop. This has got to stop. If you hire people in the Fed or in any sensitive area, the CIA, the military, or Chinese nationals who have family in China, the Chinese have announced a doctrine called the KITE, K-I-T-E. That doctrine is this. They said somebody who leaves China to work somewhere else, yeah, they're beyond our reach, although there have been instances where they've been threatened and attacked even in the United States. One was a congressional candidate, by the way. But they said they're a kite, but the strings are held in Beijing. Their families are there. And suddenly they get word that their mother was arrested. She's being mistreated. This is going on. You cannot hire Chinese nationals with family in China, in the Fed, the CIA, the military, or anything sensitive in this country. Secondly, people who come to this country, and they work for corporations and otherwise, they are stealing intellectual property. They're stealing information. And it's no good to say that this is not going on. Something's got to be done. I think there's got to be a thorough cleaning of our entire government to root out the spies and thieves that are in there. Many of them not bad people. They're doing it to save their families from persecution in China. Go on the lines. Pete of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. Pete, what's on your mind today, sir?
Well, what's on my mind is that Channel 12 in Milwaukee just changed the rules for their town hall. They had said they were going to have the top four candidates, according to Marquette, on their town hall. I happen to be in fourth for the race for the Democratic nomination for the United States Senate after Tom Nelson withdrew. And they've changed their rules, so now they're going to have candidates 1, 2, 3, and 5 instead of 1, 2, 3, and 4. On their town hall on next week. This is really not understandable. It's a continuation of various other ways, my ad and what I'm saying on the campaign trail, having been certified to be on the ballot, has been censored throughout the state of Wisconsin.
Okay. We are hearing from Peter Pekarsky. It says Peter Milwaukee, but I know the voice. It says Peter Pekarsky. Peter Pekarsky is a candidate for U.S. Senate in the Democratic primary on August 9. He's a graduate of MIT with a degree in electrical engineering, and he has said, and I think it's true, that he, if he were on committees that had to do with climate change, weapon systems, security, there is nobody that would have greater scientific knowledge of the subject matter. That's got to be taken into account. What Peter is saying is that one of the TV stations in Milwaukee won't let him and several other candidates even on the air unless they pay for it. And in their debates and in their town halls, they're limiting it to the top three people in the polls now, plus number five. And what that says to me is there used to be a thing called the equal time provision in politics. I mean, it seems to me that they're going to have to mention Peter Pekarsky and some of the other candidates somehow in their news or whatever. But in this particular format, they have the top three in the poll, but then the number five is at 1%. And I have a feeling that the other three are also probably down in that realm. So my view is that you should hear from everybody. My view is that you should have all the candidates. So Peter Pekarsky calling in has a very just complaint. Peter, I'm glad you called. And just so everybody knows, the voice you just heard was Peter Pekarsky, who is on the ballot August 9. He got his signatures. Has an MIT degree in electrical engineering, and he has special knowledge, much more so than anyone else that I know of in politics, on things like climate change. I'm talking about the science of it. I'm talking about understanding science in weapon systems and that kind of thing. Peter, thanks a lot for calling in. As always, we appreciate it. And unlike the TV station in Milwaukee, everybody who's a candidate is welcome on their show. Everybody who's a candidate is welcome on this show. One quick little tidbit. Trump is deciding whether to declare for 2024, legally, he's going to lose control of $103 million in his Save America PAC. And the one reason he's delaying is because he wants his hands on the money. However, he's a prolific fundraiser, and he is not giving any of it to the Republican Party. He's keeping it for himself. But if he holds off for a while, it's to keep his mitts on $103 million. Just so you know, we're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car.